Hi, my name is Ricarda. I'm reporting for Zariasten.tv from Germany. And I have a question for Alicia at first. I was always wondering how gory horror movies like Abigail obviously is worked around having young talent on set. Can you disclose how this was handled when you had to shoot all of the gruesome scenes?
Abigail definitely has a lot of blood and it is very gory at times. And I was always, like yourself, I always wanted to know if it was really scary on set and if there really is that much blood. And so getting to play the character like Abigail and getting to be covered in blood every day and having fangs and eye contacts and my tutu, it was crazy and strange at times. But it wasn't scary at all. It was the complete opposite of being scared. It was fun and it was crazy. And getting to do that every day, I got so used to it. And getting to be covered in blood as the movie goes on, just blood piles on top of each other, and everywhere is covered in blood by the end. So I was just so used to it, and it didn't seem strange to me at the end when I was covered in all of the blood with the contacts and everything, and I was just really, really used to it.
What was the most fun part of shooting for you? Because you had a lot of stunts as well.
The funnest part, I mean, Abigail has so much to do, and getting to do the stunts and the fight sequences and getting to do wire work and being able to fly, and also the dance side of it too. We tried to incorporate ballet into Abigail's character, so no matter what Abigail was doing, she was always doing it elegantly and gracefully, and that was really exciting to explore that side of Abigail's character. And of course, getting to do all the stunts as well was so much fun, and getting to do the fight sequences, as it was very new to me and I learned a lot, but that was really fun as well.
Did you know ballet before?
I didn't know, I had done different genres of dance, but I'd never done ballet before and I'd never gone on point, so we had an amazing choreographer, Belinda, and we had 2 to 3 months rehearsing for the opening scene on point, and that was so much fun to get to learn that side of it. And I'm so happy that I can say that I've done it and I got to learn how to go on point, and I definitely like to keep it up as I'd never done it before.
And turning to Melissa now, what was the most fun part for shooting for you?
I mean, the whole movie was fun. It was Matt and Tyler have a way of creating always the best environments to shoot a movie, and they're so nice and kind and so well prepared that we're allowed as actors to have a lot of fun. And there was a lot of improvisation, which was super funny, and I think that's why the movie ended up being such a well-balanced horror comedy, because they allowed us to do that. I think some of the most fun was the bloodier scenes, like the blood cannons was definitely like a new experience, and it was super fun. The final sequence also, because it took so long to rehearse for that, and it's so like it's a long scene, and it's a lot of action, and we had to rehearse for that, and Alicia was on wires and I was getting thrown, and so it was super fun to get to do that. And we had an incredible stunt team that was very patient with us and was incredible and taught us a lot.
I've also been a big fan of yours since Vida. I love that show. And nowadays, you have seemed to have found your footing in mainstream Hollywood as somewhat of a scream queen. And I was wondering if your fear that you were somewhat being typecast by now as a horror movie actress in Hollywood.
No, I don't really believe in that. I think that I mean, I love horror and I will continue to do horror if I have a good script and a good character. But that doesn't mean that that's all that I'm gonna do. And so, as long as there's good material, I'm up for any genre. And it just has happened that in the last few years, my favorite, scripts that I've read have been horror movies. And it's such a fun genre. I think it's also such a noble genre in that audiences really show up for horror in the movie theaters. Like, you don't really need to have a movie star in a movie for it to do well at the box office, because people really just love the genre, and I just love being a part of it. So, yeah, I don't, and it's an honor to be called a scream queen. I feel like
It's like, I just, there's so many great actresses that have come before me that are that. And just even being considered by some people, that is a huge, huge compliment.
You're welcome. Thank you. Summertime's over. Thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.